Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Razor Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999. Ola to play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Southern Illinois just turned 101, and she celebrated her birthday at Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, eh?
Taco Bell.
Mm.
She's been going to that Taco Bell twice a week for the past 18 years, and now she's, quote, hooked on their new nacho fries.
Okay. And that's why she's still alive. I do yoga. Yeah, she eats taco fries. Sorry,
I've
man.
Never had a bad experience at Taco Bell. Sorry.
I mean, I've had
never,
one.
Never not been happy.
After.
Yeah. Love the Taco Bell.
I agree with you.
I think that's the age that most Salukis live till.
She is Saluki.
Southern Illinois, right?
Oh, okay.
Loretton. All right.
Good college job, thing, man.
Well done. A fast food joint in Maine just switched from crinkle cut fries to straight fries.
Good.
To save money. The owners say that since then they've been dealing with, quote, disturbing and hostile customers.
That's because they had those fries since the beginning of the time.
That's right.
And they just took over this mom and pop, and they've only had it for a year, right?
Oh,
but apparently, at this gimmick, like you think with crinkle fries that you just get them frozen or whatever, they had a cutting machine specifically that made hand-cut crinkle fries.
I've never had a crinkle fry like
me neither.
I'm with you, dude. Crinkle fries don't do it for
and
me.
They were hand-cut.
I like crinkle-cut
like
fries.
Freshers cut fry, but in right. crinkle-cut form.
A fry's okay. a fry.
But they could not get, the blades kept breaking down on them, and they couldn't get the parts, and they were expensive because it's a unique instrument. They were like, man, you know, what do we do? And then they almost got the crap beat out of them because this old guy wanted to beat their ass. No, I'm dead serious.
He threatened
to kill him.
Yeah, he did. He threatened to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. A fry is a fry, and crinkle cut are not that bad.
Yes, they are.
They're more important.
Just doing
the
corny
fries, right?
Hey, man, there's taco fries, there's curly fries. Curly fries are much different than the other fries.
Well, I would say I don't like crinkle cut, but then the last time I had them, I was like, these are pretty good.
They are.
There you go. Make them a little bit on the floppy.
It's a place that has good chicken.
They always used to be the least favorite fry, but I think the more you have them now, the more you're like, you know what, I appreciate
it. Because I feel like the crinkle cut fry always showed up baked.
Yes.
Yeah, and I had that
fried.
It's like the hash round is truly superior to the hash brown.
This was actually a question on Big Dummy today. Some thieves in Georgia stole $98,000 worth of ramen noodles out of a trailer a few weeks ago.
To me, that would just lead me to believe like they bought the company. You know what I mean? Like, ramen noodles are so cheap.
Right.
Who are you unloading these on?
I have.
I'll give you.
No idea.
Are you ready? Six for a dollar,
huh? Right?
That's the problem. The price point is so low. Like, where are you going to move this merch?
Right.
Well, you know, when you buy them at the store, they're five for a dollar. No. Get them out of my trunk.
Six for a dollar.
I think he's just keeping them to eat forever.
I don't know.
Forever.
No, they go bad.
Forever.
They can't go. How do they go bad?
How does a ramen noodle go bad?
I don't know.
It's got to have like a 1,000-year shelf life.
Right.
1,000 years.
I'd open them up and then, you know, choose what packages I want to use. The little salt packages.
Live on the edge, Mike.
That's right. The cops were trying to drag him down. A library director in Utah was busted earlier this year for embezzling $89,000 worth of library funds to buy stuff in a mobile game called Game of War.
No.
He was just sentenced to 30 days in jail and has to pay the money back.
Yeah, 30 days, not so bad. Paying that money back would be tough.
Yeah. How do you steal from library funds?
I was wondering, like, is that a lucrative
right?
thing?
How do you become a librarian? Are you a librarian, really?
I think you can, like, study this crap in college.
I mean, in a university.
I
guess.
Let's see. What's the last thing that you look at before you go to sleep? Your significant other or your phone?
Your penis.
Your penis?
You're a man.
I don't know, man. I was climbing the bed.
Mike, you know my answer.
I got you, Ted.
Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know, a dark pillow.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, 25% of people say it's their phone, and more than one third of couples say having their phones in bed has had a negative impact on their sex life.
Well, you don't say.
Jesus Christ. You're doing something else other than having sex?
Right. Yes. That's how that works.
Pay attention to me.
So would a Rubik's Cube if that's all you do.
Right.
If it's a distraction, it keeps you from having sex, and it's not good to have in the bedroom.
If you wanted to watch everything new that Netflix uploaded last year, it would take 9 hours a day for an entire year, according to a new study.
I'll get to that show eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And I never do. I still haven't.
No! An officer in Arizona recently got fired after his department found out, that he used his body cam to make a sex tape in his office.
White.
Why did he think he would not get caught?
You know that goes on the cloud, brother. That is on the cloud. Don't think for 1 minute that any local law enforcement agency has nearly enough storage space for cops 24 hours a day. That thing goes to some big bank.
We can go back to November 2017 at 2 a.m. and check out his body. No way they have that. That's going to say... You think the chick he's having sex with
knew? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it like...
Because if she didn't...
Isn't it like 85% of the time that you make a sex tape anyway, nobody, and I mean nobody, including you, wants to actually watch what's on that footage?
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone gives it a go. Everyone gives it a go, though, is the problem.
You might
turn it off halfway through, but I don't feel better that you watched half of my sex tape.
That's just extremely stupid.
That's dumb.
Use the body cam, like, you do not have
the right to remain silent.
And you have a phone.
Right,
like everybody can record anything they want now.
Please put your hands behind your back and your head on the hood, ma'am.
On the hood.
He's uncircumcised.
Cinnabon is selling a new ice cream sandwich where both buns are made of churros.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I'm in.
An ice cream sandwich?
Yes.
Sounds like going to a donkey show.
Both buns are churros, Ted.
Damn it.
What?
Oh, I know a guy named Dave. And we used to talk about this at halftime at sporting events. We were going to make an ice cream called Churro Chunk.
They beat
us to it. Sorry, Big Dave.
Can't waste time, Ted.
I know, and I did.
A 61-year-old naked man in Georgia broke into a liquor store on Monday and stole one can of soda.
Soda?
Really?
Do you even bother to call the cops?
Yeah. Right?
Hey, Thursday.
You broke into a liquor store and stole a soda. That's probably worth 99 cents.
Right. Come on.
I want to know what kind of soda it was.
That is the real question. Because if it's Coca-Cola, I use that in an ad.
There you go. Oh, right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We know what this liquor store looks like, though. They're selling single cans of soda.
Yeah.
Not even like a 16-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
God, man.
And by the way, Mike, some comments come in. They want to know, are you under the weather because you sound horrible?
Yeah,
Wait a minute. I think he sounds cool and sexy.
He's one of those two.
I don't know. I've been kind of fighting this for a couple days now.
He's been fighting this thing, and then there's
I don't know if it is the fires, man. Yeah. This might just be actually a cold that I'm dealing with. And this is Robin's mic, so I'm just about to infect her as well.
Get it out. There you go.
Guys, go on.
It's the whole West Coast. It's under this big cloud. And you live out in the woods.
I do.
Yeah, you're just soaking in that
I'm
smoke.
I'm absolutely bathed in that smoke.
Yeah, you are.
A 50-year-old man in Canada got a DUI the other day for driving his riding mower down the street. He was about three times the legal limit.
Yeah.
At least he's on a lawnmower.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
unless the blades are on, man.
Yeah, they may have been, but the worst thing he's going to do is mess up someone's lawn, you know.
People always get arrested for that, though.
I know.
It's got wheels.
I like this one. A 33-year-old woman in Maryland got a DUI on Saturday. Then a friend picked her up, drove her back to her car, and she got another...
Damn,
that had some hang time.
I don't know. Anyone was listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She got another DUI 20 minutes after being released for the first one from
We'll just go get it.
Jeez.
We can go get your car. No one's going to care. They won't even know. I'll just go and we'll pick it up.
How stupid is that?
Right. Why would you take her back to her car?
Right. Good, solid point. She just got out of jail.
I know we can do this.
And it wasn't like she had been in there for a couple days.
20 minutes.
20 minutes she was in jail.
Yes. 20 minutes from the time that she got arrested.
Arrested.
We'll just go and get it.
A six-year-old girl in Utah pulled one over on her parents, which may get her grounded for life.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Take it by cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhilgan, to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Taylor, you understand how this here game is played?
Yeah.
All right, we've actually talked about this story before, probably a few months ago, during Headlines with Mike Hawk. But here it is again. A South Carolina man who has a giant gun tattooed on his forehead. He was charged with weapons possession. This after he was spotted disposing of a firearm following a car crash. Now, the 24-year-old idiot... He was collared after slamming a Toyota Camry into a power pole near an intersection. Firefighters responded to the crash, and they told police that they saw this guy toss a handgun into the grass. Officials subsequently recovered the loaded Smith & Wesson 38 caliber revolver from the area that the firefighters had said that he'd gotten rid of the weapon. The suspect, by the way, he's a convicted felon, and he's barred from possessing a firearm. And his rap sheet includes multiple narcotics convictions. So in addition to weapons court, he was charged with reckless driving and driving with a suspended license in connection with another recent crash. My question is, do you believe that this conniving genius is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
This is a hard one. I want to go white because white people tattoo weird stuff on their face all the time. So,
seems like the face tattoo is catching a little bit of a break lately, doesn't it?
What are you going to do?
Style? I mean, people are more... I mean, before it was one of those things where I think people really questioned whether they wanted to do it. Now, more
there's
people...
a ton of face tattoos now. Yeah, I don't... But he has a gun tattoo on his face.
He has a gun tattoo on his forehead.
And then he got caught with guns.
Right.
Everybody has guns.
Sure.
I just sometimes think white people really like their guns.
Sure. So like, much that you tattoo it on your forehead?
Yes.
I mean, there's things I like.
I'm with you.
Like, I like sex, but there's not like a sex scene. I have a lot of tattoos. No sex scene on my forehead. Not yet.
There's a rapper out of Miami. He's terrible. His name is Stitches. He's got a tattoo on his head of a gun.
See, this is what I'm saying.
He's white.
Yeah, he is white.
Yeah.
And the blatant, just to have a tattoo of a gun on your forehead, like, you don't care. That just seems a little bit white. I don't know, though. What do you think, Taylor?
I'm going to go white. Final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the Men's Room.
Profile This takes us to South Carolina and a man who actually has a tattoo of a gun on his forehead. And he's a felon. And he shouldn't have a gun. Guess what? He had a gun.
That is correct.
He was involved in, a chase or whatever, but he threw the gun into the bushes. They found the gun. He is a felon, so that's not good.
And Taylor, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You agree with Ted. Ted agreed with you. And both of you guys said white.
Yes.
All right. There we go.
Gun on the forehead.
Gun on the forehead. It's what we do.
What kind of gun was it? On the forehead.
It's a Smith & Wesson.
Hang on. No, the gun they found was a Smith & Wesson. He has a 9mm on his forehead.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. Take a look.
That is a great look.
Yeah, take a look at it.
That really is. He looks like he's got a lot going on. Okay, very good.
Yes, it's like a white version of 21 Savage. Instead of a cross, he's got a gun. Actually, it's nothing like 21 Savage.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Miles, you like golf?
I do.
We kind of argue about this. Tiger Woods, I've said for a while, is done. He'll never win another major. After the last few weeks, I have to back off on that. Obviously, he looks like he's found his swing again.
Mm-hmm.
I do get kind of annoyed with the incessant Tiger, 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 Tiger. But golf people love Tiger Woods. And don't get me wrong. I love Tiger Woods back in the day. I'm just kind of over it now.
But he meant more to that game than anybody else. I would still say Jack Nicklaus.
I have guys that I like now, but I still like Tiger Woods. Right. He was like the one. He was the one guy I always followed.
And I'll still say Nicklaus is the best golfer ever, but Tiger, to me, is the most important golfer. So Justin Thomas, who is the current, I want to say, PGA Player of the Year. He won the PGA, what do they call it, the championship, right? That's the fourth major?
I guess technically, yes.
Yeah. So he won that last year. So then a couple weeks ago, he was playing with Tiger. He was on with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon asked him what it's like playing now that Tiger's back.
Did you, how's the crowd react? Is it a different game when Tiger Woods is there? Because, I mean, on TV, it looked like Lollapalooza.
You were going nuts. Yeah, I've never heard a golf tournament compared to that.
Right? It's almost like, is there something in the back of your head where you kind of go like, oh, gosh, I wish he came back and just so I can play with him, and now he's back, you're like, I wish he would not play, because I wish, because he's...
It's unbelievable. I had a par putt on 17 on Sunday, about a 5-footer, and, you know, at that point I didn't have a chance to win, and I made the putt, and I'm kind of walking off the green, and everyone just went nuts. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, why are they going so crazy? Like, and I turned around, and Tiger made another birdie up on the scoreboard.
So you're like, hey, you got a little love over here? Come on. I'm Justin Thomas. Come on, man. It's kind of funny. You hit a putt. You think people are cheering for you.
Oh, no.
They're just cheering for Tiger Woods.
No.
If you want to watch a full interview with him, it's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. And look, whether you like Tiger or not, you can't deny he brings crowds and he brings excitement back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So earlier we were talking about Todd Bridges. Before we get to Todd Bridges, though, unfortunately, you probably heard Mrs. Garrett died recently.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
She has a real name, of course, which is Charlotte Ray.
Mm-hmm. And she was on Different Strokes and The Facts of Life.
Yeah, it was a spinoff.
Yeah.
Right. Facts of Life was a spinoff of Different Strokes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So some people thought it was cool. Some of the Facts of Life people showed up and then kind of hung out with her. So that was just the other day. And then today, we get news that Todd Bridges from Different Strokes. I like the way they say this. Like, Miss Garrett's only been dead for a week.
Jesus.
Right? TheBlast.com says Todd's ex-girlfriend, Tiffany Wolf, got a restraining order against him because he threatened her several times with a crossbow and a taser.
Jesus.
Crossbow.
Christ.
I wonder where he acquired a crossbow. He doesn't seem like the crossbow type guy.
I'm assuming maybe because he's been in trouble before, he can't have a firearm.
Right.
So that's why he has a taser and a crossbow.
Okay.
It's a good
working theory.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
You realize, so what? Gary Coleman died young. Dana Plato died young. Todd Bridges is alive, but crazy.
But he's got a crossbow.
Yeah.
Well, that Drummond household did not turn
out. What happened with Blair?
He's not allowed to go within 100 yards of her or her pets.
But like, she has he has a crossbow. Well, I need more than 100 yards, man.
Tootie and Joe showed up for the funeral, though, of...
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Tootie and Joe.
She says that she met Todd on a dating site, that during their second date, he, quote, took out the taser and snapped it several times inches from my face.
Oh, that it's meant to be.
I don't know. Right. I guess it must have been all right because they stayed together. Then eventually it escalated to where he pointed a crossbow at her and pulled a gun on a dog who he thought was an intruder.
Okay.
So I guess he still has guns.
Yeah. All right. Well, that I get. I think there's an intruder on my house. I have a gun. I got my gun now, too.
He's got options. You know what I'm going to do? Crossbow.
But on the second date, he pulled out the taser and snapped it in front of you, and you kept dating him.
I'm with you. That should be a red flag.
I know that a gun can kill me immediately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm still more freaked out when the guy's got the crossbow and it's all cocked back and he's pointing at me. Because in my mind, it seems like it's going to eventually hurt more.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to get that damn thing out of there. You know what I mean? And it's an arrow. And now it's like 6 inches into my chest.
I mean, look, you can have a gun, but I feel I have a better chance of negotiating my way out of a situation with a person with a gun than I do with a guy with a sword. Like, certain things just say... I'm beyond your ability to reach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Sword guy would be weird.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know.
There's been a lot of sword attacks lately. They've really picked up steam.
There's a lot of swords out there.
They are.
They really are.
And someone's going to use them.
Yeah, which is weird. I never got into any of that stuff.
No.
Collecting swords and all that kind of stuff.
But there's always that guy.
Mike, you got a sword?
Yeah.
Of course right. You do.
How many?
1, 2... 3. I probably got 4 or 5 swords.
Have you stabbed anyone?
What do you do with them?
I look at them.
Do you put fruit on them? No. Do you cut fruit or anything like that?
No, they just...
Do you throw, like, an apple in the air? And
they're no different than the portraits on your wall.
You can't do anything cool? Like, you can't throw an apple
in
the air?
Oh, I can do things that are
you
cool.
You can slice an apple in half in the air?
Probably. If I... Give me 10 minutes, I could probably
figure
out.
Could you open a champagne bottle?
No.
Oh, really?
You
yeah, you could.
That's the
yeah,
move.
Yeah, no, you could. I've done it. Well, you always take the whole top off, but I've done it.
Okay.
You've done it?
I think I have to say
Where the hell did you do it?
At a frickin' one of those wine places where you go and they have champagne and all that.
But why were you doing it? I understand.
Because like, when they show you, everybody gets a chance to do it.
So okay.
Basically, you could even use the back of the blade as far as how it comes
out. I pictured you hosting
why?
It.
Why? What's going on?
Hello,
I'm
everybody.
At you, like, oh, I don't know. One of those, like, all right, you're at a fancy wine place.
Yeah,
and you
did exactly.
It wasn't well, Leroy's liquor shop.
They take you downstairs and they aim you in this net, man, and you just fire away. Thump. All right, okay.
Yeah, I've always
thought that you got to buy like 4 or 5 1 of one and drink it.
I was going to say, if you open it, you bought
drinking,
it, right?
You're drinking it right there.
Mike, next time I come over, we'll drink champagne with your sword.
We'll do it.
And we'll go outside and slice up watermelon.
Yeah.
Sounds safe.
Damn, right?
Let's drink first, then cut food with swords.
Michael Che, I'm a big fan of his. He's one of the head writers on Saturday Night Live, along with Colin Jost. They are hosting some award shows coming up, so they've been kind of doing the circuit here. And Michael Che has a pretty interesting take on the classic movie Pretty Woman.
What do you watch TV? What are you checking out?
I don't really watch a lot of shows. I watch, like, old movies. Like, I finally saw Pretty Woman.
I've never seen
like,
Pretty
wait,
Woman?
Just now?
Like, 2 days ago.
Why?
Well, because someone said I should watch it, and they were wrong.
You did not enjoy Pretty Woman?
Dude, it's the worst movie maybe I've ever seen.
What? It's a classic.
Wow, the crowd's on your side.
It's a classic.
It's about a prostitute that Richard Gere picks up and just leaves in his hotel room. Like, watch and all.
You have a moral objection to Pretty Woman? That's true.
Well, all right, so she wouldn't kiss... That was the plot.
I forget. Finally, I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah.
He has to like be with this woman for 6 days. Did everything else, but finally he gets to kiss that sweet, sweet prostitute mouth. 6 days later, and it's some kind of fairy tale.
I mean, he makes a solid point.
Yeah, he's dead on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get to kiss that mouth. Line them up.
Yeah, and like...
Look, man, you see
I don't know, the whole
you
story.
You watch a montage in like Rocky 3, and it's still a weird thing. I mean,
it
if
is.
You're watching something for the very first time, and you really take it in for
yeah,
what it is...
Yeah, but this is the
if
plot.
You're not
this
right.
is what he's saying. That's a scene. This is the plot. It's about a whore that a guy wants to kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the long and short of it. They try to butter it up, and it's like, that's great. But in the end, it's a prostitute, and this dude wants to kiss her. And then he finally does.
Yeah, the same thing kind of happened.
Fairy tale.
Kind of happened with Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, for me.
Yeah.
I saw online, so he's like, it's kind of just a movie about a guy being scared of a transsexual person. And I was like,
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much
that's,
it.
That's the movie.
There it is.
Right, I'm an Ace Ventura 2 kind of person. Mm-hmm. Call of the Wild.
Comes I don't remember that one.
Oh, Bumblebee Tuna.
I don't remember that one.
They go to Africa.
Is that the guano? That's the guano. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and it's kind of like we talk about birthing. Remember when he's in the robotic rhino and comes out the...
Yes, yeah. I do. All right, yeah. So I do remember that movie.
It is a lovely, lovely time. No, and Miles, you're right. If you go back and watch old movies...
Some are great.
Some are.
Some are just not... They don't hold up.
I think he was just waiting to find out, like, is this the plot?
The ones that hold up are the ones whenever they're on, you end up watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and like we said before, like regular, the first Rocky and like the first Jaws, like when you rewatch them, like, oh, these are actually all right.
Still really good movies.
Yeah, man. Mike was talking about this earlier. If you go to watch everything on Netflix, what were they saying? So New Study England looked up whether it's possible to watch everything that comes out on Netflix. So with 3,274 hours of new content, if you watch for 9 hours a day, every day, you could bang all that out in a year.
Okay, all right, let me just quit my job and be...
Hey, that's a lot of content.
Of course, keep in mind, at the end of a year, how much more content has come out on Netflix?
Well, all right, so I always have this conversation. Me and Mike and Castle have this conversation all the time. I guess Mike Castle and I have this conversation.
Don't worry about it right now, man.
With Netflix, like, it's kind of ruined some things because you just binge watch it, right?
All right.
And then it's like, so I mean, like, you could watch a series in like a week or two.
Right.
But then you forget, like, it takes a year and a half for them to make new episodes.
Yeah, you have to wait. That's right, the only
like,
downside.
That's what I'm saying. It kind of, like, you kind of forget. Like, I forget. And I'm just like, how is it taking this long? It's like, dude, you watch three seasons in 2 weeks.
Right.
Like, they can't keep up with the way you're doing this. Yeah.
I thought there was something nice about just every week you had something to look forward to, whether it's like Monday Night Football or whatever
it was. You know,
like,
but, you know, part of the difference now is there are so many options on TV. You can still have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can still have something to watch every single night of the week and still watch 8 episodes of it.
Yeah.
You know, honestly,
and there's still shows, right, on regular TV that you're going to have to wait for or whatever.
I think sports is the only exception to the rule, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Sports does a good job. I also think it's kind of
being live and all.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the Steelers to play the Ravens now.
Yeah. Click. But on the same token, as much as you're right, like, it was nice to have something to look forward to, I think most people prefer to just go home and, like,
oh, absolutely.
Yes. Watch it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to watch a movie that's out right now in my own home.
That's true.
I'll pay $25 for it.
It doesn't take that long now. Because
it'll be two tickets, it'll be $25.
It depends how big the movie was. But yeah, right. I mean, depend. But I mean, still, it's not, I mean, so
hey,
bad.
Look, man, if it's an opening weekend, look, maybe I've got young kids, whatever the deal is. I don't want to go. I'm not close to a movie theater. It's not playing in the area. Why can't I pay for it like pay-per-view and watch it like a Tyson fight?
You can.
Or like WrestleMania.
A lot of them, man, I mean, even during opening weekend, they'll buy, well, put it this way, maybe not opening weekend, but 1 week into it. These are some of these big-ass Disney
they
movies.
They do.
Where they make money hand over fist, and every kid wants to see it. I get it.
Okay,
and, but yeah, well, within a week, trust me, and I discovered this because my daughter keeps ordering these big hit movies that are already in the movie.
She's buying them. Oh, she's not renting them.
That's how I figured it out when Moana came out, because I come home from work, and I'm staring at the screen, right? And I don't know the movie, but the kids are very happy watching this, and I'm like, man, this seems vaguely familiar. The reason it seemed vaguely familiar is because for the week leading up to its release, they went on the full media blitz. So I'd seen the commercial a million times. So, and that's my daughter. So, man, what is this, right? And she's like, oh, it's Moana. And again, I'm like, why does this movie seem so familiar to me? Because I don't know my Disney movies. And I'm like, wait, this goddamn movie, it just came out, man. Mm. But for the low cost of $49.
You own that bad boy.
I now own it. Now.
Damn.
That said, they have watched that movie enough where it probably costs.
No, they need to watch
$2.20 a watch.
Honestly. I think the last thing I bought on impulse was the first season of Atlanta. And somebody was just like, it's awesome. And the second season was already onto my hand, but the first season wasn't there. So I was like,
yeah, that's how they get you, man.
I gotta watch it now. Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, but Michael J. Fox.
Michael J.
J's Michael for joy. J. Fox. Mm-hmm.
Be chiefing all the time, Michael J. Fox.
You know.
I don't know that. I don't know that he smokes weed at all.
In case you were wondering.
Right? Like, I have no inside knowledge on Michael J. Fox. He was the Keaton kid. Let's see. Him and his wife, Tracy Paulin. Paulin? P-O-L-L-A-N?
She was an actress, but I don't...
Right, so they met in the summer of 85 when she auditioned for Family Ties. It was not love at first sight for her. She told People Magazine that... She thought that he was funny, but, quote, very cocky. Tracy ended up doing a year on the show. They remained just friends. Then they reunited for the movie Big Lights, Big City in 1987. Reunited, so that's like 2 years later. He asked her out. They started dating. Got married a year later.
Damn.
They've been together ever since.
Yeah. I like this. As for what makes things work after 30 years later, Tracy says, quote, just give each other the benefit of the doubt. He assumes I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, that's fair enough, right?
That's all you ask for anybody.
I know you're stupid. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Michael J.
Wipe the drool out of the corner of your mouth.
Mr. Fox says, quote, for find the best things about you and the best things about life and celebrate them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good advice.
We're rich! Very easy for them.
We're loaded.
I mean, he's right. I'm just saying, for them, it's real easy.
Speaking of money, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Do you guys know who that is?
Is that Screech?
No, it's Zach Morris.
Who?
The main character on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, it's still the right show, though.
Yeah.
It was the right. Okay, yeah, I did the best.
Close enough.
They asked him if he was up for a union, and he said, quote, as long as it's worth everyone's time.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Show me the money.
Right. Yeah, that's
well,
exactly.
No, I'm busy. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I mean, come on.
He's on a show, though.
So what?
Is he?
Yeah. And remember, don't forget, I want to say Mark Paul Gosselaar was the last detective on NYPD Blue.
Oh, all right.
After Schroeder.
Okay.
It seemed weird, like they checked
after
like,
Schroeder.
We have
Rick Schroeder, remember?
Right, Rick, yeah. All the Rick, yeah.
Right?
He was Ricky when he came back as an adult. He's like, no, I'm Rick.
It's
now.
Rick. We're like,
no, you're not. You're Ricky Schroeder.
You're Ricky Schroeder to me.
None of your friends are changing the way they call your name.
Yeah. Well, sometimes guys, too, like Mario Lopez. Like, I know him most from being on Saved by the Bell. And I didn't think he was doing it, but I forget. He's on, like, shows like Extra or something. Like, I don't watch those shows, but it's like, oh, yeah, he's been super busy.
Hey, look, man.
I just don't watch
the guy that likes, I forget.
Mario Lopez?
Yeah. Maybe it's different.
Does he like what?
Nah, no.
Show me the hand motion.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know about that one there.
Yeah. Isn't he the guy like that?
I don't know.
I thought he was.
I don't know.
It's the end of that.
No, man. You're thinking about Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, that guy.
Sorry,
Ron.
Right.
Sorry.
Ron Latino.
Right.
Got him. I like that Ted's like, oh, I know who you're talking about. Exactly. Yeah.
That one guy who dates from 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I mean, he has a habit of dating girls that are like exactly 18 and then kind of getting rid of them when they're in their early 20s. Let's see. We've heard about maybe some free beer for Browns.
Cooper.
For Browns fans. Stephen Colbert had some thoughts on that.
Bud Light has announced they will give Cleveland Browns fans free beer if the team wins a game this year. Yeah. That's not right. Browns fans need that beer for when they don't win. And they need it a lot because Cleveland went 0-16 last season and the previous year won just one game. That means the Cleveland Browns have only won one more football game in the past 2 years than the New York Mets.
I do have one question. If the Browns don't win a game, what happens to those coolers? Like, do they just sit there year after year?
I don't know. Yeah, who knows?
I mean, what do you do, man?
You ship them off to a winner. No, you open them up and you let everybody drink them because they're miserable.
No, the end of the year.
That was the deal for Bud Light.
Well,
they said,
the season's
hey,
over,
win a game.
Somebody's got to drink them.
They don't. They're like, hey, we wasted all this Bud Light because your team just won't win.
I think what would be funnier and better if they don't win a game is if Bud Light swoops in and it's like, we don't want our product to go bad, so we're going to change all these out and then lock it again.
Right.
Like, we got to wait till next year, son.
Fresh
like,
beer.
Like, seriously, the deal is you have to win a game.
One game in the last 32.
When they make the playoffs, we're going to sound dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. One of Canada's biggest coffee chains decides to also sell pot. Meanwhile, a fight over whether Halle Berry played Aretha Franklin in a movie leads to a man getting shot.
Yeah.
Florida man steals a man's mail, comes back 2 days later, steals his dog, too. A plane narrowly misses a van crossing a runway on the way to a friend's barbecue. And shocker, a woman who forced man to have sex at Machete Point. Yeah, she is unfit for trial. And it is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we go to Utah, where a 6-year-old girl pulled a fast one on her parents. The girl had been granted permission from her mother to buy herself a Barbie doll on Amazon for her birthday, which she did. Later, she asked her mother if she could go back on the website to track the package and see when it would be delivered, which her mother allowed. Now, some parents already know that this mistake all too well. The girl proceeded to run rampant on Amazon, racking up $350 worth of same-day delivery purchases of different toys.
Same-day delivery? I like it,
man. Same-day delivery. The parents didn't realize what had happened until a truck arrived in front of their home and just started unloading box after box after box right under their porch. They allowed the girl to keep the original Barbie that was ordered, but donated the remaining toys to the less fortunate.
And I'm sure the kid's like, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what her cousin says. Let's see. Her cousin said the family donated the rest to the local children's hospital. Let's see. Caitlin, quote, wanted to give a little joy to those who aren't well, her cousin says.
No, she didn't. Her parents said, you're going to give these goddamn toys away.
My eyes, she did.
Yeah, come on.
6 years old. She didn't care.
At all.
Sex to be you. In other news, in Virginia, the stupidity level just hit 100. Police were called about an argument that ensued between two people that turned incredibly violent and ended with one of the two getting shot. When police arrived on the scene, they talked to a witness that had said the two men started shouting at one another, began to assault one another, and then one produced a gun and shot the other, putting them both in the hospital, one in serious condition. The source of their argument? They were debating as to whether or not Halle Berry once portrayed Aretha Franklin.
By the way, does anyone know the answer to that?
I would say no. I believe no, yes.
She did not perform as Aretha Franklin. She was offered the role, or Aretha Franklin even said, I would like Halle Berry to play me in a movie. Halle Berry said, look, I can't sing. It shouldn't be overdubbed. I don't deserve to do it, essentially.
Fair.
And the role went to Jennifer Hudson.
Mattered?
Well, you got Jennifer Hudson.
I mean, how many musician movies have come out where it's still the recording of the original artist?
Mike, I hear you. It's Halle Berry's way of saying, I really don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I think it's changed in the last few years.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, even, what was it? I didn't see it, like Miserab or something. Whoever got Wolverine dude, like, he's singing.
Okay, but Les Mis is a show that tours regularly. They don't.
Jamie Foxx sang all the parts of Ray.
Did he sing all the parts of Ray? Good heavens. I think Johnny Cash did all, or sorry, Joaquin Phoenix did all for Johnny Cash.
I believe he did. And yes, Johnny Cash did sing all of Johnny Cash's songs.
Fortunately, I don't think Dennis Quaid could match up to Jerry Lee Lewis, though.
Did he sing his own parts in that movie?
Jerry Lee Lewis, he did. Jerry Lee Lewis is actually the singer from them. From Great Balls of Fire.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Canada, where the company Second Cup is seizing an opportunity. Some may know that Second Cup is a popular coffee chain in the country. Well, they've just partnered with a company called National Access Cannabis, and they're currently reviewing some locations that they plan to turn into retail stores under the brand name Meta Cannabis Supply Company.
Oh, go there, get a nice big fatty and a cup of coffee and sit back and relax, just like, well, Amsterdam.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah,
coffee, weed, man.
Yeah, man.
We
What's
all
wrong
know
that.
Well, nothing wrong with. I don't know if they're going to be doing both coffee and weed. I think they're just going to turn it into a retail.
They should do it in a buffet.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I'd have like a room where you go and you get real high, and then I'm going to serve you food.
That'd be the greatest thing ever.
I'll have, you know what I mean? Like, I can make whatever the hell I want, and you just come in and you just eat it.
Yeah.
I'll just say, like, do you have any allergies? Like, oh, it's so special. And I'll come out with like a bowl of tots for each table.
Oh, everything's finger food.
Just shove crap in her mouth. They won't care.
They're ready.
They're high.
Let's see. We all know about priorities, and in Missouri, we got to look at this man's. At the National Airport, a jet plane was flying down on the runway about to take off with its 50 passengers and 3 crew members when out of nowhere, a man in a van sped across the runway, missing the plane by mere seconds.
Jeez.
Upon investigation, the man was making his way to the employee barbecue across the airport.
That was good barbecue.
I mean,
that was good barbecue.
Oh, it was going to be good barbecue.
It is good barbecue. Obviously, put his life on the line.
Exactly.
I can make this, like the guy who just tries to gun him with a train there.
Mm-hmm.
He was given permission from ground control to take the path that he did, so the airport is now reviewing their policies and procedures.
All right, well, that's all he's in trouble.
So that nobody, you know, dies going to a barbecue. We go to Florida, where a man has done probably the most terrible thing that you can do to a person.
What's that?
Surveillance footage from a home caught a man driving his Impala slowly through a neighborhood before he stops and steals the mail from a nearby house. Bad form, but not the end of the world. 2 days later, the man that was in the car is caught again by surveillance footage, walking up to the house, busting in, and walking back out with the owner's dog.
Oh, come on, dude.
Police are still on the lookout for the man bun that was
little pit bull puppy.
Right?
Yeah.
Who just steals a man's dog?
The guy who saw it when he got there and was stealing his mail in the first place. Like, I'm coming back in that dog.
Damn.
Because it meant enough for him to break into the house and get it.
Yet again, another case that man bun is not a good thing.
The dog probably looked through the window like a cute puppy. Went like, oh, who's outside? He went, oh, look at the cute dog. I'm going to come back and take that.
I hope it ignores my man bun.
Right.
Well, let's rewind back to the story of the woman in Montana who forced her ex-boyfriend to have sex with her by threatening him with a machete that she was wielding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Time has come for trial, and after being evaluated by both prosecution and defense doctors, she has been found unfit for trial at the moment.
Is anybody surprised by that?
Not really.
I mean, why anyone is it on this planet? Like, come on, man. Did you hear the crime?
She's been committed to Montana State Hospital to be rehabilitated so she can face trial at a later
date. Yes, she's going to come out not nuts. Like, we're going to take the gay away.
Yeah.
Right, good luck.
I'm just waiting here.
Yeah, what kind of pill is that?
Just have champagne.
That's it for headlines. With that.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bad. So until next time, please, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.